First up, recent reports indicate adults and children as young as 10 in the Northern Territory could be left without legal representation when charged with a crime, unless they are already in custody. This comes as Legal Aid NT has been forced to cut services to address end-of-year funding shortfalls, according to the ABC, a situation leaving advocates outraged, with one organisation terming it a betrayal of their communities. I spoke with Tabitha Lean, organising member with the National Network of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls, to hear more on their reaction and what this could mean for a person's right to a fair trial and navigation of the legal system.
This is not just a funding crisis. It's a profound betrayal of communities who are already being relentlessly over-surveilled, over-policed, mass-incarcerated in some of the harshest prison conditions that us as a national network have seen across this country. And it's not being seen in a vacuum. Like, it's landing in the middle of this law and order crisis that's been whipped up by the Fanocchiaro government, who are refusing to invest in communities and instead funneling every political instinct into their punishment, policing and imprisonment. And what this will do is now leave adults and children unable to get representation in court and have to effectively represent themselves. And that will leave children as young as 10 without legal representation.
And that's considered as part of a human right.
We see it as a basic legal principle that you have the right to representation in the legal system. When you go to court, these are foreign systems, and some people who go into court, English is their second or third language. And as it is, being in the legal system, it's a very foreign type of system to come up against. It can be quite scary navigating that language, that sort of place. This is why we have lawyers, and people have the right to access legal support, and we cannot leave people without that.
Further to that, I'm aware that the CLP government produced 5 pieces of tough on crime legislation last year. How have these played out on the ground, and what impact do you think these have had on the justice system and greater need for legal representation?
Well, what it means is that we've got more people coming before the criminal legal system. As a national network, we recently visited the Northern Territory and met with a lot of women who have been criminalised, and they are facing more and more people being swept up off the streets into prison. If you are going to criminalise more people, you have to resource the services that safeguard their rights. The government is sweeping up people off the street. They're expanding police power. They're toughening bail laws. And when they lowered the age back to 10, they cannot act shocked when courts and legal services can't cope. And what it means for people on the streets is they are being surveilled. You only have to walk through the city centre to see, with the private security guard descending upon people who might even look slightly like they're going to create a noise.
The CLP lowered the age of criminal responsibility back to 10 from 12. Reforms have also decreased or scrapped the principle of prison being a last resort for children. Many as young as 10 charged with a crime could face detention rather with no legal representation. Why is this so detrimental in formative years?
I think you only have to think about the children in your own family and imagine them, one, facing court on their own without legal representation, or two, thinking of them in a cage, strip searching a child, having adults strip that child naked before them. We should not be having children in prison. This will have an enormous impact on children if they're forced to represent themselves or they don't have support in court. We'd really love to see the Northern Territory government invest in children, keep children in their classrooms, keep children in their communities, keep them in their bedrooms.
There have been major criticisms around the Northern Territory's tougher laws or more authoritarian stance and the shift away from third sector society. What could this mean for the future and in terms of Australia's culture?
I think we're seeing right across the country an increase in punitive law and order policies. I think we've seen that in the Northern Territory with repealing the laws that sort of where they've reduced the age of criminal responsibility back to 10, wanting to reintroduce spit hoods into the Northern Territory, about the punitive bail laws. We've seen it in Queensland with the adult time, adult crime. We've seen it in Victoria where they're looking to introduce serious crime, adult time. We've seen it in South Australia with the latest youth legislation. What we're seeing across the country is governments unable to think outside the cage. They're responding in a very reactive way in increasing and expanding expanding police powers, increasing and expanding the prison, rather than investing in our communities.
What are you calling for in relation to supporting legal services?
Look, right now in the Northern Territory, the National Network has called for immediate funding to Legal Aid NT and NAJA to meet current demand. We've called for a reversal of the punitive bail and sentencing laws which are driving the current caseloads. We'd love to see them raise the age of criminal responsibility, stop charging children with crimes. We want to see them invest in prevention, not punishment. Invest in the community-led supports, not cages. And stop manufacturing these crises and start listening to the communities. The Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory know what works for their people. They know how to keep their communities safe. They know how to care for their children and their communities. Start listening to the Aboriginal community there. Invest in them. Invest in what they're doing there. They have the solutions. If these punitive, tough on crime laws really worked and really created safety, the Northern Territory would be the safest place in the country, but it's not. Punitive laws increase incarceration, not safety. True safety comes from support, not punishment.
Tabitha Lean, organising member with the National Network of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls, speaking with me. The Wire contacted the Northern Territory Government for comment. NT's Attorney General, Marie-Claire Boothby, will meet with Legal Aid NT this week and says Legal Aid NT has received significant support from the Territory. Also saying, my expectation is that Legal Aid NT, NAJA and the broader profession work together to ensure Territorians can access legal assistance and victims receive faster justice. For the full statement, you can go to our website at thewire.org.au.